Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sade. How may I assist you?
Hi. Yes, my name is Bobby Babuk, and I just wonder if you could help me. I have a charge on my credit card from there for $49.89, and I was wondering if you could tell me what that was.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code?
32810.
What's your name?
Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, Babuk, B-A-B-I-U-K.
Can you verify your address for me?
8446 Baywood Vista Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32810.
Let's see here.
I'm just not recognizing this, and I've had so many people hacking my card that I'm kind of spooked and have to double-check because
I understand.
Trying to keep records of all my purchases, and this one is just not ringing a bell.
So I do see where you enter into a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No.
Once you entered the sweet stakes for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, it included a meal planning app called the Bites Hub app, and it cuts your sugar and carb cravings.
No. Uh-uh. I have not done that. Oh, I'm just having so much trouble with people hacking into my cards. It's just, that's all I end up doing. trying to figure out who hacked into what. But no, I did not do that.
I mean, the account is in your name, and you did verify with your address of 8446
Mm-mm.
Baywood Vista Drive.
Okay.
But if you're saying this is fraud, I can transfer you over to our fraud department. And they would have to assist you any further.
Okay, if you would do that, please, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Do you do surveys online?
No, I don't. Because it just ends up being a hassle.
So I'm just going to get the account canceled and get you transferred over.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. So I do want to thank you for calling customer support. Again, my name is Sade, and I'm transferring you over now.
That's a pretty name. How do you spell that?
It's spelled S-A-D-E.
Oh. So I knew somebody else with that, but that's not how they pronounced it. I love the way you pronounced it. Say it again.
Sade.
Okay. Well, it's easy now that I see it.
Yeah.
but it was such an unusual, beautiful name.
Thank you.
Did your mom make it up or?
No, she got it from the singer Sade.
Oh. So she borrowed it, huh?
Yes.
Well, it's a beautiful name. And the pronunciation, because I would just said Sadie or, I have a little niece that's Sadie, but there's an I in it, I-E, but yeah.
That's what
almost
I get
sounds
most
like
of
there's
the time.
An H in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's very, very, I bet you there's nobody else with your name then.
Actually, now it's growing. A lot of people have.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And people that you know?
Or yes.
I actually had
a neighbor. Her name was Sade.
Really?
Yes, and she spelled
that
her name
so
the same
unusual.
Way.
It's
mine.
Not like, Susie or Mary or.
Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm boring.
No, it's not
usual.
Because I like when women have like a versatile name. Like their name
nice.
Could be a male
yeah.
name or a female.
Oh,
name.
Well, that's a beautiful name, Sade. Well, yeah, I would never have pronounced it like that. I would never have put that H in there. I would have said Sadie or something like that. I would have made it boring. I would have never made it beautiful like you. But thank you ever so much for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you again, okay. And you have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.